This is an MUT Radio podcast.
About 21 before 9. Welcome to MUT Radio. Kumluguti, today we do have Umlambo Attorneys.
Yes, sir. They're
joining us once again. It's Wednesday, and you know, Guti, njalo ngama Wednesdays. Sizo banabo. And let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
You do have social media, right?
Yes.
It's one of the biggest media medium of communications these days.
Yes, sir.
Social
yes,
media. Sir. And that's where you see a lot of things there.
Yeah, yeah. That's where you get to learn what's happening around the world and around you.
And that's where you actually post a lot of things as well.
Yes, good job.
How often do you post on... Which social media do you use the most?
I'm more active... Posting-wise, more active Google Facebook.
Facebook?
I mean on WhatsApp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On Facebook, I post, but...
Yeah, ne.
Nakona, I usually go on Facebook just to watch videos.
Oh, you don't post much.
I don't post much. Instagram's just for.
Yeah, ne. And isn't your poster really zinja? How it's like? Do you post like your life, your vlogs, and mthambeje is just nje.
Sometimes I just usually post I'm at home cleaning the chicken's pen.
Oh, yeah. I'll
then post about it. Ngisho, ekseni, umangifukile ekseni ukuthi. So, mhlawumbe from ngivuke ngabo past 5. Then ngabo 8 ngiqedile ukusebenza, yabo. Then khona this one time ngashutha khona my feet zingcolile, yabo, namaguzu and the equipment I was using.
Ne.
Then I was like, kwa ngabo past 8 to 9. And I was like, thina ke sivuke early.
Yeah.
Sesiqedile okwesuku.
At least you post something engekho harmful.
No,
the things you see on social media is crazy.
No, I refrain from posting things that are harmful to other people because I do not know how the other person is going to receive it.
Yeah.
So it's best ukuthi I post things that are more that are going to build other people or influence other people in a good way than to post into engas ukuthi omunye umuntu uzoyireceive kanje.
Yabona?
Yeah.
And one thing we don't notice is that we're still very young. We post a lot of things. We still got to look for jobs mfethu. And at some point uzoya ku interview and they're going to take out something that you posted on social media and be like,
What is this?
What did you mean by this?
What is this?
And you're there, not wearing your underwears. You're like, what's happening? And that is why we do have Umlambo Attorneys this morning. They're going to be telling us more into that because kukhuluma ngalokho namhlanje ukuthi nje ukubaleka kokuposta.
Yes.
I love indlela abayibeke ngayo theme yanamhlanje esikhuluma ngayo. Ithi, think before you post. Social media and your job. And I do have Uvusi and Jade this morning. Colleagues, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you for having us. Social media is a powerful communication tool, but it's also a legal minefield. Even posts made in your personal capacity can reflect on your employer. If they're offensive, discriminatory, or defamatory, they can trigger disciplinary action, even dismissal.
So it's a very huge offense when it comes to the world of work. Please tell us more about this, Jade. Maybe let's just get into it. How can that happen? What you just mentioned right now. Kwenzeka kanjani? How can it happen?
Lucy, would you like to take this one? We seem to have lost Lucy.
Yeah, we seem to have lost Lucy. But the power and pitfalls of social media. Maybe take us through, Jade.
It's more to say it's not just about what you say. It's how it affects the company's reputation. Whether you're on the clock or not, you're still seen as an extension of your employer. And that's why many companies have a zero tolerance policy.
That is crazy. And maybe tell us about the real world consequences.
Yes, so there's one notable case which involves two employees who made defamatory remarks about their boss on Facebook. The privacy settings didn't restrict access, so it wasn't blocked per se. You could access it and see everything that was posted. And the comments were considered public and they faced a defamation lawsuit.
I don't know if we do have Vusi on the line. Vusi, are you able to hear us? Okay, it seems we have lost Ovusi on that one, Jade, but we'll continue with you. Do you represent the company outside of work? That is a huge question that one could ask themselves. Like, when you are outside of work, when you are at home during the weekend, what can I post and what can I not post? Do I somehow have a relationship on my social media with my workplace if I'm just at home chilling during the weekend?
That's a good question. The CCMA and the Labour Court have made it clear your conduct outside of work can still impact the employment relationship. If your behavior online damages trust, or affects client relationships, so employer can act as work relationships are built on trust and good faith. However, if your actions online or offline, this can be you just sitting at home, in spa, anywhere. If it undermines that, it becomes a workplace issue. It's not per se about where you are, but how your conduct affects the company.
Yes, that's true. Sorry, guys, you lost me for a minute there. There was network issues.
Yes, no problem, Vusi.
Yes, we can proceed.
Yes. I was just asking Jade here, Vusi Uti, do you represent the company outside of work, and maybe what could be the implications thereof?
Oh, yes, definitely. You do represent your company when you're outside. Whatever actions that you take, they impact directly on the image and the reputation of your company as well. When they see you, they see the company. So what you say does affect the company's reputation.
But now there's this thing of rights, freedom of speech. Some people say, no, I'm practicing my freedom of speech. I'm not at the organization or I'm not within the company premises, so I can say what I like. Where do we draw the line between maybe freedom of speech and hate speech?
No problem. So freedom of speech is protected under the Constitution. However, it's not an absolute right, which means it's not a closed list. It doesn't cover hate speech comments that are racist, sexist, homophobic, or incites violence. In fact, the Prevention of Hate Crimes and Hate Speech Bill will soon criminalize such conduct.
Yes, and under the bill, hate speech actually could lead to fines or even jail time, up to 3 years for a first offense and 5 years for repeat offenders. So yes, what you post online can have really serious legal consequences.
Especially in the work in the world of work. Maybe I'm looking now into the disciplinary process. I was found to have maybe offended someone for something I posted probably on social media. And now I have to face some disciplinary actions. I mean, we've seen quite a lot of people being, fired because of something they've said online, especially in our industry, Luandle, whereby yes, a radio presenter would just say something online and people be calling for that organization to say, hey, fire that person. What can we expect in the disciplinary process? How is it conducted?
All right. So you are not going to be fired immediately, say you post something questionable, right? Unless it's a criminal offense, of course. So in most cases, the employer must follow the fair procedure. And that means a disciplinary hearing where the employer can get to state their case.
And the decision to dismiss, it must be on valid reasons. It's not automatic. But if the post breaches company policies or damages the employee's reputation, dismissal could be justified.
And what role can company policies play? Like, what can companies do to protect themselves and their staff from such incidents to occur?
if there are clear social media policies, which are essential, companies should also hold workshops, explain the rules, and make sure that the employees understand the risks.
Yes, and even if a company doesn't have a formal policy, it can still take disciplinary action. But having a policy does help to set expectations and to reduce confusion as well.
Probably before I let you go, colleagues, maybe your final words from each of you. What can you advise the listener who is currently employed, currently has social media, and they are very active on social media? What can you tell that person for some of the posts that can they can post on social media? What can you say as the legal people? What can you advise that person?
Definitely be mindful, as your online presence is public and permanent. Even if you wouldn't say it in a meeting or to a client, don't post it.
Vusi?
Yeah, I would say know your rights by all means necessary, but also know your responsibilities. Social media is very powerful.
Wow. Know your rights. Social media is very powerful, they say. I don't know if you have any question with regards to social media and the world of work, all those things.
From what they've said, I'm clear. They explained it very well.
Yeah, because, you know, we still find these cases, and I don't know. Maybe if you can advise, do you think there should be like regulations even within the law that would regulate this way? I don't know, an act of some sort in social media, because a lot of things get amended over time. And with the social media, with AI, they'll say you said something and you did not. So maybe how can that be investigated? I'm curious. How can that be investigated in terms of AI? Because now we're living in the world of AI.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Jade, maybe?
Oh, sorry. Can you repeat the question? You just lost me there for a second.
Yes, I was asking, with now the involvement of artificial intelligence, a lot of things can be done. Like, those voiceovers, like, it would be like, I were to say something on online, of which I did not. Are there like some amendments on the law that are now deal with artificial intelligence, or that is yet to be maybe discussed or regulated?
I believe that we should actually have policies in place, even if it's in terms of our normal laws, our statutory policies and things like that. Because AI is an ever-evolving world, it does have legal implications on majority of the things we make use of daily. So the implications in there, it should definitely be something that should be considered.
Wow. No, thank you.
But I do know that there are some companies in South Africa that do have policies in place, specifically like HR policies that does regulate that as well.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much, Vusi and Jade. We really appreciate your time. And just for clearing out basically the online presence, people should actually take responsibility in what they do. If you are unsure about your company's social policy or need legal guidance, I think you can visit your HR and just ask about the social media policy. Is it even something that we have here at MUT or in your organization? So really appreciate your time, guys, for enlightening us about social media and how the implications that it can have even in your job. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us. It's been real and legally enlightening, we hope. If you are wondering whether your last post could land you in hot water, or just want to make sure your workplace policies are airtight, please slide into our DMs. Professionally, of course.
Yes.
You can reach our firm at 010-502-0626. That's 010-0626. For us on Instagram, Adam Lumbo and Associates. Connect with us on LinkedIn, Adam Lumbo and Associates, for practical legal tips and updates that will not put you to sleep. So whether it's policy drafting, disciplinary advice, or just decoding the legal jargon, we have got your back. No filter needed.
Definitely. No, thank you so much, Vusi Joseph and Jade Wakefield, for joining us on MUT Radio. Really appreciate your time. Until next time.
Thank you so much.
Right.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.